Now to Workplace Wednesday. It's our celebration of local business, and today we're at Airport Links, who have just moved into some nice swanky new offices in Cottenham outside Cambridge. Steve Russell is the man who runs the business, and I'm just about to get a lift.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside the door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
Magic, one of our long-serving drivers here, has been with us probably since we first started, and he's going to take you for a little drive around.
Can I call him James?
You can.
Come on, James. Hey, Magic, how you doing?
Yeah, hiya. Yeah. I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. Yeah. What did you used to be in a former life? You're like a bouncer. You're huge.
Yeah. I used to work on the doors in London previously, and I used to work in a hospital as well as a nursing assistant, so good change now. I really like my job, so... Yeah, it's good fun.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you magic. Okie
dokie. Right. Okay, where would you like to go?
To the Savoy, please, Magic.
Okay. So basically, when we've got a customer in, we ask him what sort of temperature he would like for a journey, any particular radio station on, bottle of water, newspapers, latest magazine at the back, Wi-Fi internet as well. I do like 70,000 miles a year, different customers, you know, and hear different stories. Every day is different. It's not boring.
What sort of stories do you hear?
All different stories. I mean, you know, you get people like scientists, and they tell you stuff that you don't hear usually on the latest news. Sometimes they say, oh, it's classified, but I tell you, you know, and this kind of thing, yeah. And then you find out 6 months later on the paper, oh, we've discovered this and that. But, you know, you heard this before.
It's quite stressy. People are going on holiday, going to the airport. When you're there, just say leave. I don't. Is there a lot of panic? Do people ask you to help them pack?
No, normally it's like some of the passengers, they are really stressed, but, you know, like I'm trying to calm them down. And usually when I'm picking up from Cambridge or villages around and we're going to the airport, it's like, I think it's like natural to ask them. They got a passport, wallet, credit card and ticket. And then once they check, oh, let me check this quickly. You know, I'm going to look in the suitcase. And they said, okay, I'm fine now. Yeah, okay, we can go. So it's like, you know, it's kind of natural.
The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm soon.
Yeah, thank you very much for choosing Airport Links for a journey. And I hope to see you soon. And I hope you enjoy the drive with us.
Very, very nice. Thank you, Magic.
Okay, thank you very much.
My bags are in the back, if you'd be so kind.
Of course, I'm going to get them for you.
Airport Links, yeah. Our Workplace Wednesday here on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. My thanks to Magic, to Steve and the team. Let's enjoy the rest of this song, because this is a good one, particularly if you're off to the airport this afternoon.
There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. I hate to go.
John Denver here on the Jeremy Salad Show. And as I said before, if you work or run a local business or work for a local business, then do get in touch if you'd like to feature on the show on a Wednesday afternoon. It's pretty easy. Just email jeremy.salis@bbc.co.uk. We'll get the latest on